Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
Hallelujah. Cover your confidence. Now I want to talk a little bit the word confidence. And we'll read verse 35 and then we'll go to the next verse. Maybe like three or four verses. Confidence is very important in our walk with the Lord. Even outside of the Christian world, confidence is very important. Now, there's different types of confidence. And I was going in my notes. Well back, I wrote this down. I'm not sure who wrote it. But he talks about different types of confidence. And I'll read them quickly. The first one is the situational confidence, which means that you know your area of expertise. That's situational confidence. You know your area of expertise. You're an expert. And you have that confidence to do whatever you know what to do. Number two is self-confidence. And it talks about that you love yourself and celebrate your difference. Self-confidence. Self-confidence is not bad when you add it on with God's confidence. Then you have life confidence, which talks about you know your destiny, your purpose, and hear me out, and you have a detailed plan of your life. You have a map. You know what you want and you know where you're going. And then you also have leadership confidence. Leadership confidence always talks about you know what to do next. And you know why is it important. And you know where to get the resources. That's leadership confidence. You don't stay comfortable. You get resources. But lastly, the most important one for me is God confidence. Now, notice what I'm going to say. God confidence speaks of that you have to know and know that God loves you unconditionally. Amen? That God loves you unconditional. That's God confidence. That confidence that we have in God, that he loves you and he loves me, unconditional. Amen. And we're going to see right now in the word of God. And notice that the writer, which many believe it's Paul, Hebrews, it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Do not cast away your confidence. Or do not throw away this confidence and trust in the Lord. Now notice that he says, do not throw it away. Don't get rid of it. Because confidence is very important in your walk and your relationship with God. There's going to be times where, it's an everyday thing. But there will be times where you will need more confidence. And it says, therefore, do not cast away. Now, first of all, what is confidence? Confidence is boldness. You're bold. Or it also means openness, courage, assurance. Notice how important it is that the writer is saying, do not cast away or do not throw away your courage. Don't throw away your boldness. Don't throw away your assurance. Do not throw away your confidence. And notice he's going to tell us why right now. And in the spiritual life, in our relationship with God, it's important because it speaks of how we can approach God. That's why I say that God confidence is knowing that God loves you unconditional. You know, many times people have a hard time. They don't feel worthy or qualified to go or be in the presence of God. But when there's God confidence, you know that there is boldness or that there is liberty to go into his presence because of the love of Christ that he showed you and me. Now, notice what I said. Very important because this word is used 31 times, the word confidence. Confidence is very important. It talks about trust. Trust in God. That boldness, that liberty that, you know, he's not going to push you back. He's not going to say no to you. He's not going to say, what are you doing here? No, this is a confidence that we have in God, that God loves you and me unconditional. Now, notice, he says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has what? Great reward. Did you know that nobody can take away your confidence? Man cannot take away your confidence. The devil cannot take away your confidence from you. Unless you give permission. Amen. But this morning, we're not giving permission to man or the devil or confidence that we have in God. Amen. God will never deprive you. As long as you trust God, as long as you go to him, God will never deny you. Amen. But the moment you stop going to him, God can do anything. But the moment you say yes to him, the moment you approach him, God is always ready. So notice that this is powerful because it says, do not cast away or do not throw away. Someone wrote that this reference, when it talks about not casting away your confidence or to not throw it away, speaks here, has a reference to cowardly soldiers who threw away their shields and run away from the battle. But how many know that there is no cowards this morning right here in the house of the Lord? Amen? There's no cowards here. We don't throw away our shields. Amen. We don't cast them away. We don't get rid of them. We don't run away from the battle. We face the battle. We face the battle. Why? Because we have confidence in God. We have boldness in God. Amen. We're not running away from nowhere. If anything, the devil has to run away. But we have confidence in God. The writer Hebrews, he says, let us, he didn't say me or certain people that qualified. No, he says, let us therefore come, here's that word, boldly. That word boldly is the same word. He talks about confidence. Notice what he's saying. Let us come boldly. Let us come with what? Confidence where? To the throne of grace. Check this out. The throne of grace. In God's throne, there is grace. There is unmerited favor. In God's throne, God's grace is there. And what he's saying is, and I'm going to remind you, that's why it says, God loves you and me unconditionally. And the reason why is because of one sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the Lord Jesus Christ, his perfect sacrifice, the perfect offering, the perfect Lamb of God, for that reason, you and I can come boldly or with confidence to the throne of grace. Now think about that. And see, this is, we're going to see right now, the writer, once again I'm saying Paul, the writer, he's encouraging the people. Why? Because they were discouraged. Why were they discouraged? Because many of them wanted to go back to the system of the old covenant. Many of them wanted to go back to the law. And the writer is saying, there's no need for that. You don't have to go back to the system of the law, the old covenant. Now you are under a new covenant. And that new covenant is the covenant of grace. Why? Because Jesus Christ is grace. And now he says, through Jesus Christ, you see, in the Old Testament, they were able to go, the high priest was able to go just once a year. Think about that, once a year, to be in the presence of God. But now, under the new covenant, under grace, under Jesus Christ, you and I, tell your neighbor, you and I qualified to go boldly with confidence to the presence of God at any moment of the day and every day. Every moment of the day and every day. Hallelujah. And he says, let us therefore, Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. And look what he says. And find grace for what? Find grace for what? To help. Church, that's why you this morning, you can have confidence. Whatever you're facing, whatever reality it is, you can find confidence in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says what? You can find grace to help. Listen, church. He's there for what? To help you. Amen? And notice he says, hey, let us come therefore with confidence. He says that we might find grace to help in time. And what time? He says, in time of need. Anybody here this morning has a need? Anybody this morning, you know, there's a need. There's something that you need help with. Well, let me tell you something. This morning you qualified, and tomorrow and later on, to go to the presence of God so that you can find grace to help you. Hallelujah. Notice it doesn't say to reject you. It says to help you. See, God doesn't reject. God helps. God's not a rejecter. God is a helper. Remember, he says, I, Jesus, am going to the Father, and I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the helper. He's a helper. Let me remind you, church, help is in the way. It's on the way. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, which has great reward. I'm going to say this, church. All I know that when you ask God for help, anytime you seek God, anytime you are obedient to God, anytime you draw close to God, I'm going to say this, God is a rewarder. Amen. God is a rewarder. He's going to reward you in anything that you need to be rewarded with. So he tells, the Bible says, Paul, he tells them in 1 Corinthians 15:58, the New Living Translation. Now remember, these people, they're discouraged. They want to go back to the old covenant. You know, there never know believers like that. They have it easy in the Lord, but they want it hard. They want to go the other direction. They want to go back. Why do you want to go back when you have access, you have liberty to be in his presence, to draw close to God? When he's telling us, hey, come to me, I'll help you. You have a need, I'll help you get out of this. So Paul, or the writer, he's trying to encourage them. But look what it says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, so my dear brothers and sisters, he says, be strong and immovable. Church, this morning, let me tell you this. Be strong. Stay strong. Amen. Doesn't matter what you're facing. It's part of your walk with God, whatever you might be going through right now. I'm telling you this morning, I'm reminding you to be strong and immovable. Don't let any little thing or any great thing try to move you out of the will of God. And he says, always work enthusiastically for the Lord. Church, don't let nothing stop you. Whatever you're doing for the Lord, whatever you are doing for the Lord, whatever area you're working for the Lord, whatever you are doing, do it with enthusiasm. Amen. Get on fire for Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. Stay encouraged. Get hope, confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know, he says, that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. How many believe that? It's not in vain. God is a rewarder. God's a reward. Whatever you do unto the Lord, God rewards you. And this morning, church, continue coming to the Lord. When it gets harder, get closer to the Lord. When it seems impossible, get closer to the one that makes things possible. Galatians 6:9 says, a New Living Translation, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. See, how many know that you can get tired? You can get tired spiritually. You can get tired physically. You can get tired mentally. Amen. Church, don't get tired of serving Jesus. Amen. Don't get tired of seeking Jesus. Don't get tired of reading the Word of God. Don't get tired of praying. Don't get tired of witnessing, telling people about Jesus. Amen. Don't get tired of congregating in the house of God. Don't get tired to be surrounded by believers in Christ. Don't get tired of giving unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At the just right time, we will reap our harvest of blessing. Look what he says. If we don't give up. Is anyone here this morning that wants to throw in the towel? That anybody wants to hang up the gloves? You want to quit? You want to stop? Church, let me remind you that don't stop. Draw near to the Lord. Get encouraged. Go to the throne of grace with confidence, because God is willing to help you. Confidence is the key. Confidence is the key to success in your walk with God, in ministry, in your workplace, your business. Confidence is the key. You know why many people don't have confidence? It's because they don't have direction. When you don't have direction, when you don't know where you're going, there's no confidence. I'm going to say that again. There's no confidence. That's why, but when you have direction, when you know what you want, when you know where you're going, there is confidence. You know what to pray about. You know what to tell the Lord about. You know what to thank God about. Why? Because you have direction. You know what you want. You know where you're going. And that's why you are bold and you are confident. Even that, it takes work to sit down and take a moment to know what you want, to write down what you want, to be specific about what you want. What do you want to do? What do you want to do in your spiritual life? What do you want to do in your workplace? What do you want to do with your business? What do you want to do with your finances? If you don't have direction, you don't know where you're going, there's no confidence. But when you know what you want, there is confidence. There's boldness, and you believe God for it. That's why they say that you need clarity. You need to be clear. Confidence comes from clarity. Clarity, you gotta have clarity. This is what I want right here. This is what I want in my spiritual life. This is the time I want to spend with the Lord. This is what I want to do. This is how much money I want put away. This is how I'm going to witness to the people. These are the scriptures I'm going to memorize. Amen. This is the diet that I'm going to do, this diet right here. You got to know what you want, church. Amen. What do you want? The carnival diet? The low carb diet? You got to know what you want, church. You got to have clarity of what you want. Hallelujah. I want to spend more time with God in prayer. You got to make a time. What's the time that you want? And once you have clarity, hear me, church. Once you have clarity, it will create what? Power. It's going to create power. Nothing is going to stop you. Why? Because now you have boldness. Now you have confidence. Now you go to the Lord. Lord, this is what I'm believing for. That's why he tells them, don't throw away. Do not cast away what? Your confidence. And when you have power, here's a good one. When you have power, it produces manifestation. God begins to answer your prayers, man. God begins to start moving in your life. You start seeing the fruit. You start seeing the results. Little by little, you start seeing changes in your life. You begin to see a change in your heart. You begin to see a change in your lifestyle. You begin to see a change how you speak, how you present yourself. You see change in whatever area that you're believing God for. You begin to see change. Do not cast away your confidence. And the reason why he says this too, because he says in verse 36, look what he says. He says, for you have need of endurance. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. See, what happens, church, is that many, many stop. Many stop. Many quit. Many give up. Once the confidence is gone, it messes you up. When there's no confidence, it's going to mess you up. And he says, endurance. For you have need of endurance. Church, there's a need. We need endurance. We need believers in Christ who can endure. We need believers in Christ who are constant. Believers in Christ who will continue. who will persevere. That's why, you know, whatever you're going to start, finish it. Hallelujah. Don't quit, church. Don't stop. I know there's times it's going to be hard. It's going to seem impossible. But remember, go boldly to the throne of grace that you may get help in time of need. That's why it's powerful what comes out of your mouth. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not denying the fact, but you're being real. But you're turning it around. You're replacing it with the word of God. Let the poor say, I am rich. The Bible says. Oh, I'm weak. I'm weaker and weaker. No strength. I'm weak and weak. And that's your topic. You already named your topic. Weak. Put something positive in there. I feel weak, but with Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Endurance, he says, verse 36, for you have need of endurance. Look what James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4 says, the New Living Translation. Just give me 5 more minutes and I'm done. Amen. Praise God. He says, dear brothers and sisters, this is for us, church. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way. Look, church, you have to have it ingrained in you that troubles will come. Because of sin. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Notice he didn't say an opportunity to be the saddest day of your life. He says, consider an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, there's that word, your endurance has a chance to what? To grow. Once in a while, your endurance is going to go to the gym and work out. Amen? Your endurance is going to go to the gym to work out. To be stronger in the Lord. To grow in the Lord. That's why the more you don't give up, the stronger you become. The more you don't quit, the stronger you become. And he says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. And then he says, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, look what he says, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You know what all that, it just means this. When you let it grow, and long as you don't quit, you don't give up, you're going to mature. You're going to mature. And it says, needing nothing. You're going to be complete. You're going to be perfect, needing nothing. That means you're going to be mature. In other words, you know what? This is what it's saying. Nothing's going to move you. You know what it also means? You're going to understand the plan of God. You know what it also means? You're not going to be griping. You're not going to be, you know, complaining. You're not going to be crying. You're not going to get that spirit of pity. You're going to be complete. You're going to be strong. You're going to say, you know what? I'm learning from this. I'm getting better. I'm being more Christ-like. You know what it's going to do for you? Yeah, it's just going to slip off you. You're going to say, you know what? This is nothing. Why? Because you never gave up, because you endure. You persevere. You're complete. Now you're strong. Now you're mature. Now nothing moves you. Why? Because of your relationship with God. That's why it says, see it as an opportunity for great joy. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, listen, church, after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Just do the will of God, church, that's it. Don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. Just do what God is asking you to do. That's it. Just be obedient. And you might be saying, well, I do want to do the will of God. How do I do the will of God? Just do what God says. Transform your understanding like the Bible says. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Transform your mindset, your thinking. Change it up. Every day the enemy bombards you with darts that are contrary to God. That you're no good. That you're not qualified. You messed up. You're not worthy. That's his job. He's a liar, father of lies. But praise God, we have the truth. We have the word of God. Amen. We have the word of life. And the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. You want to know the will of God, that it's good and acceptable. What is the perfect will of God? How? By renewing your mind with the word, church. You're not going to renew it watching TikTok videos all day. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not going to get it in a good conversation, you know, anything that doesn't edify you. The only way you're going to renew your understanding and you're going to know who you are in the Lord is by the power of the word of God. Don't give up, church. That's why I like David. David in the Bible, King David, this man, he wasn't a perfect man. David. But the Bible talks about him, and it says in Acts 13:22, it says, I have found David, the son of Jesse. Look what he says. I have found a man after my own heart. He says, who will do my will. God is looking for someone, church, that will do the will of God. Amen. And if you're saying, I want to do the will of God, get in the word, church. Get in the word. You might be saying, I can't. It's hard. I don't have the strength. That's not my thing. Church, in God's kingdom, that's all. In God's kingdom, the word is very important. It's very important. It's like food. It's your food. It's your everyday food. It's your manna. The word of God is your manna. It's your spiritual food. You need the food, church. Amen. And this is not once. Here's the thing, church. This is not once in a while. This is not, and excuse me, this is not when I feel like it.
Hallelujah.
This is not, you know, now because I'm in a crisis. No. Why wait for a crisis? Why not do it every day? Get in the Word. What does God want to tell me this day? What is God saying in these times? Get in the Word, church.
Amen.
Colossians 1:11 says, strengthen with all might. He says, according to his glorious power, and there's that word, for all patience or endurance and long suffering with joy. Church, God is willing to give you strength, to give you strength of his might, all of you.
Hallelujah.
God is willing to give you strength and me with his power, with his might. The Bible says, according to his glorious power, for all patience. The only one that's going to help us to endure, to keep going, to keep pushing forward, it's the power of God, church. And he says, for all patience and long suffering. And then he says, with joy. Did you know it's possible to long suffer? And then it says, with joy. Only the power of Christ can do that, church. And this morning, I just want to remind you, do not throw away your confidence. Do not cast away your confidence, church, this morning. Hallelujah. Throw anything else, but don't throw your confidence. Matter of fact, throw whatever is not helping you in your walk with God. Throw away whatever is not healthy for you, for your spiritual life. Throw away any hindrance, anything that's bringing you down. You need to throw it away, church. But never throw away your confidence. Never cast it away. Because confidence, boldness is everything for victory in your walk with Christ this morning. And every moment. Please stand, church. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.